Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time for another lesson about life in the sandbox. Ron Price is joining me here in Studio A. Good morning. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Scott. Where's Studio B? I didn't know.
Studio B down the hall to the right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
How many studios
and C,
do we have?
C is at the end of the hall.
Oh, my goodness.
We have three. We have A, B, and C. That's right. Exactly. And right now, you're in A. If you get demoted to B, we'll have to have a talk.
Okay. Before we go further, though, let me thank you for what you've done with KSJE.
Oh,
the beacon.
Thank you very much.
And I want to encourage folks to support this station. You didn't ask me to do that, Scott, so this is unsolicited. But
as you have done in the past, if you don't mind me saying, and we thank you for that, and we thank the community for its continued support. That's the only reason we're able to do everything we're able to do. So thank you for the plug.
You are
now,
welcome.
Now, last week we talked about CIV, that critical inner voice, and this week you have another acronym for us. It is the RBA, not to be confused with RBI from baseball. RBA.
Right. And by the way, on a whimsical note, I was once thinking of starting the IHA.
Oh.
I hate acronyms.
But thank you.
Our website was going to be www, don't be so stinking lazy and write out the whole word, would you, for crying out loud.com.
Nice. I like that. Okay. Well, sign me up. I'll send you an IOU.
Okay. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
RBA, Relationship Bank Account. Relationship bank account. It's an interesting concept that I kind of borrowed, stole, whatever the word is, from the Covey Corporation. He calls it the emotional bank account. But I think relational is a more appropriate term, especially for our subject of the sandbox. You can make deposits in other people's lives. You can make withdrawals in other people's lives. And when I do a workshop in a business, I'll divide people into groups and I'll have them discuss, all right, what are some deposits that we might make if we want to have a happier, more productive workplace? I'll have other people say, what are some withdrawals that we want to prevent or avoid and not have as a regular part of our team environment, if you will. But here's an interesting question. Of course, they'll come up with a lot of deposits. And the goal is to, all right, every day come to work with three specific deposits in mind that you want to make in the life of a coworker or two or three coworkers, what have you. But every day come to work with that intention in mind that you're going to make deposits in the lives of your coworkers. When you get back home at the end of the day, have in mind three deposits that you want to make before your head hits the pillow at the end of the day. Scott, you do that for some days in a row. It becomes a habit. What do you think that's going to do to the morale and to the joy in that workplace or home?
I think it would go up, wouldn't it?
I think absolutely.
It must.
And you know, the funny part is the receiver will like the deposits, but I promise you'll find joy in the giving. It is true that it's better to give than receive. There's joy in brightening somebody else's day and cutting out the withdrawals. But again, Mr. Professional Radio Host, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Facebook host, I should say.
Okay. All right.
If you want to improve your relationship, and you can either make more deposits or fewer withdrawals, you can do more good things or you can do less bad things, which would you do?
Oh.
You want the Jeopardy theme?
Yeah, we'll need that. Gee. I would think more deposits.
You would. And I would congratulate you, Scott, because you just gave us the most popular answer. Oh. So congratulations.
Okay. Probably not the right answer.
No, it is not. is not the right answer.
Thanks for playing our game.
That's right. You're done now.
It's a lovely parting gifts for you.
Let me explain why, though, because
yes.
This is huge. This is huge. There's a researcher named Dr. John Gottman. He's an older guy. He's a professor emeritus now at the University of Washington. He says that for
this is why I'm single, by the way. I just want to point that out to the audience.
Oh, stop it.
Wrong answer.
For every withdrawal that you make in a relationship,
right, okay.
A put down, a neglectful act, whatever.
Right.
It takes between 5 and 15 deposits just to undo the damage from that one withdrawal. Yeah, let me stay on this for a moment. Mm-hmm. Let's say this is where we're at. I don't know where good or bad is. This is where we're at. And you make a withdrawal. You can't just say, I'm sorry, all's well. No, it isn't. Between 5 and 15 deposits just to get back to neutral. But then guess what happens? Before you get to neutral, you make another withdrawal. Then you got, 10 to 30 deposits.
Right, right.
Then you make another withdrawal.
Ouch.
Scott, there are some relationships that are so far out of balance, there's not enough lifetime left to make enough deposits to undo the damage, get it back to neutral, unless, hear me carefully, unless both parties say we're wiping the slate clean. We're going to put the past in the past. We're going to forgive and move on. Not forgive and forget. That's a whole nother episode we'll come back to. Mm-hmm. Forgive and move on. And we're going to start focusing on deposits and minimizing the withdrawals.
Interesting.
I promise you. Yeah, it's interesting and powerful. So if you're in a relationship, again, coworker. When I say relationship, I don't mean intimacy. I mean you deal with the person on a regular basis. Figure out what withdrawals you're making and stop them. Stop them. Figure out what deposits, what they would consider a deposit, not just what you would consider a deposit. What would they consider a deposit? Make more of those. You'll find your relationships improving, your own joy increasing. It'll be a happier sandbox to play in, I promise.
Very good. And all relationships can benefit from this advice.
Absolutely.
Good to
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. Yep.
Good to know. All right. I'll be single much longer. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Ron Price, Life in the Sandbox. He's with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.